This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I have always been into the Kentucky Derby. It's my Augusta. Some of you have the dream of going to the Masters, and I would go to the Masters, but it's not like my number one on the bucket list. I only really want to go to the Masters just to say that I went to the Masters. I've never filled out the lottery before. I don't play golf. I just want to say that, I've been to the Masters before, but I've never had that dream before. I've always wanted to go to the Kentucky Derby. And one thing I think you start to learn is you get older and you make a little bit more money. Hey, if you got the money to live the experiences that you wanted to have, you should just do it. You can't take this money with you. And the money that you get, like you work that to pay for experiences and things that you want to do. So last year, I watched the Kentucky Derby. I was in Vegas. I watched it at the Westgate Sportsbook. And if you watched last year's race, you know it was the most thrilling Kentucky Derby. Shout out to Mystic Dan. And I told myself right then and there, I'm going next year. And I started planning the entire football season to go to Louisville, Kentucky, to go to the Kentucky Derby. Rob, you know, I've been so thrilled about it for the last 6 months or so. So I went down to Todd Clozier down on Ward Parkway and got myself suited and booted. You can't go to the Derby looking regular, Rob. I couldn't go to the Derby and have Rob looking at me questionable. I had to be suited and booted. So the Kentucky Oaks, it's the Derby, but it's all girl horses. That's on Friday. So they encourage you to wear softer colors. They encourage you to wear pink for breast cancer awareness. So I wanted to wear something more springtimey on Friday and something a little darker on Saturday. So I got, did the whole shopping thing. I bought my little hat. I even walked around the office with my hat. I was thrilled up, fired up to go to the Kentucky Derby. And let me tell you, boy, did it live up to my expectations. This is the big thing that I noticed. I've been to a lot of sporting games before. I've been to a bunch of them. I've been to Royals playoff games. I've been to an NBA playoff game before. I've been to an NFL playoff game before. I have been very fortunate enough to go to a lot of cool sports things. I've been to very big boxing matches before. It's very different going to a game versus an event. I imagine that's the appeal of going to the Masters. It is a very, very big deal. And every person that I've ever heard that has gone to the Masters talks about the event around it, the hospitality, how they treat you, looking at the stadium, looking at the field, whatever it is. That's how people talk about it. That's how Churchill Downs is for the Derby. Rob, when you walk in immediately, when you check your ticket, the first person you talk to offers you a mint julep. Hey, you thirsty? You want something? You want a cigar? What do you need? The moment you ain't even put your phone back in your pocket from checking your ticket. Right when you walk in there, do you want something to drink? That's why I'm here. Yes, I do. Hand it to me. That's it. I got the all-inclusive thing. I don't got to worry about it the entire time that I'm here. Now, how they do it, Rob, is actually pretty cool. This is like maybe the best way of explaining it. It would be like if at a baseball stadium, every individual section kind of had its own area, and you can't really walk freely to the other areas. So, for example, if you were in 342 at Arrowhead, 342 has its own amenities, has its own bathrooms, has its own place to place a bet, has its own concession stand, and nobody else So from 341, you cannot go to the 342 area to go get a drink or go to the bathroom. You have your own area to do all of those things. So we're kind of positioned in the first turn area, and lines weren't that long. Concession stand wasn't that long. You want to place a bet, you could go right there. You want to cash out because you had just won. The window was right there. It was an A1 seamless experience from start to finish. The biggest message that I have from all of this is, if you are in a position that you can do it, go do the stuff that you really want to do. If you got something on your bucket list, go. If you want to go to Fenway, go. If you want to go to Wrigley, go. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And I hit on the Kentucky Derby. I was so happy. I bet on Sovereignty Rob. I put $20 at 7-1 and it cashed. I was so thrilled. You would have thought I won the race. I mean, I did win the race, but you get the point. It was a thrilling time, Rob. Very excited. 10 out of 10 would recommend going to the Kentucky Derby. What's number one on your bucket list? Is it Augusta?
It's, well, I mean, World Cup is technically one, but that's going to get accomplished in about, what, 14 months? I'm going to go to a World Cup match. I'm going to go to a United States World Cup match. Now, it doesn't hit the same when it's like stateside, but going to a World Cup match is near the top. Augusta's near the top. I would then say, you know, the going to the Rose Bowl is probably on the list. Like the Rose Bowl, it just, the visuals of it on New Year's Day are just spectacular. Like that's kind of list. I would like to go to the Derby, but you're obviously more excited about the Derby than I am. That's kind of the list. But all those things, albeit some of them are games, they're kind of like experiences. Like I'm not going to the Rose Bowl to watch UCLA and Cal. I'm going to the Rose Bowl to watch the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've never had the Rose Bowl very high on my list, is for that exact same reason. Like, I'm just going here to just watch two random teams that I have really no, and just when it is in the year, like I've never had it for that reason. It's cool to watch it on television. Someone on the text line says, no disrespect, but what's the hype about a 2-minute sports race or horse race and that's it? You can go to the Kentucky Derby and never watch a horse race and have an amazing time. Honestly, like, there's some parts you can't even see the track. It's just a party. It's just people eating everywhere, people drinking, people smoking cigars. It just, you don't have to go for the horse race. And there's horse races all day. They just show the one on television, the one big race, the Derby, the one that everybody's there. There's 14 horse races on the Saturday. So every 25 minutes, there's just another horse race. So, you know, you go up there, you place your bet, you go get something to drink, you go get something to eat, you're sitting around, you're talking to people. Next thing you know, there's just another horse race. You see if you won, and then you just repeat the process the entire day. It's a lot of fun. Now, I will say, on Saturday, two sports certainties happened, and I was a part of one of them. For whatever reason, it just always rains during the Kentucky Derby. It just, I don't know why, it just rains. It rained a little bit on Friday. It basically rained all day Saturday, but we recovered, so it wasn't really that bad. It just rains on Kentucky Derby Day. That is just one of those things that it just does. The other certainty that we saw was James Harden in Game 7.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.